Here's a new character, Iron Duck.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us for the morning open, a look at the broader economy as we start trading for the week. Just this past hour, Disney said it's picking up Marvel Entertainment in a $4 billion cash and stock deal. That's ahead. But first, let's ask, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P down more than 1%. NASDAQ down about 1.25%. And the Dow down about 0.9%. Shares in Europe mostly lower right now. And Asian markets took it on the chin today as well, with the Nikkei down about 2%. And we'll talk about the Chinese benchmark down about 7% as well, coming up as, with Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at S&P Equity Research. He's with us live from New York. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
First, let's start talking about this Disney-Marvel deal. I mean, we're talking a couple of big animators, publishing involved in this, too. What does this deal signify, do you think?
I think it's sort of a trend that a lot of publishers are having a hard time expanding their reach, particularly when most people on Main Street today are focusing more on the Internet than they are looking at magazines, newspapers, or comic books.
So, you know, when you talk about how much money they're investing in all of this, is this an internet thing, a digital thing? I mean, where are we skewing here?
I think what we're doing is we're taking time-tested characters within the comic book space, knowing that there is still some good interest behind those characters, and sort of lumping them in with other companies that have good pipelines, such as Disney, and so really just trying to merge two stalwarts together to make sure that they do have a future.
That they survive, yeah. I want to talk about the Chinese benchmark. It dropped 7%, nearly 7% today, and Wall Street a little nervous about that, and it's also the last trading day of August. Why are they cautious about what happened in China today?
Well, think of the world economy as one long freight train, and we have multiple engines pulling that freight train, and China right now tends to be the strongest engine at this point. And so with investors worrying that this engine could be sputtering, I think that's what's causing investors to be a bit jittery these days.
All right. Sam Stovall joining us from S&P. We do appreciate it, Sam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Billionaire Warren Buffett says he wants to raise his stake in BYD, the Chinese electric car and battery maker. Shares are up 8%. Mid-American Energy Holdings, that's a unit of Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, bought 10% of BYD last September for $230 million, sparking a massive rally in that stock. When the Federal Reserve injected hundreds of billions of dollars in crisis loans into the U.S. banking system, the goal wasn't to make a profit. Turns out some of those loans are paying off nicely, though. Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
The central bank took in $14 billion in profits from emergency loans it made over the past 2 years. The loans were part of the Fed's effort to inject cash into the banking system when the mortgage crisis caused short-term lending to grind to a halt. The Financial Times says the interest and fees the Fed collected on those loans far exceeds what it would have made investing that same money in U.S. Treasury bills. But Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss says don't expect a government windfall.
This is only part of the bailout effort, and it was the part that was always likely to be profitable, because as long as the bank survived, you were going to get the money back with a profit.
Weiss says the Fed may not have it so easy when it comes to the rest of the bailout. Many of the banks it helped are still laden with toxic loans. And then there's insurance giant AIG. It received nearly $200 billion in government funds, and its survival is still in question. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
An American businessman is at the center of a corruption scandal that could mean jail time for former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. It's the first time in Israel's history a person who served as prime minister faces criminal charges. Olmert resigned last year amid corruption allegations. Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Israel's state prosecution submitted a 61-page indictment against Olmert yesterday, charging him with alleged crimes committed in previous political posts. Those charges include fraud and failing to report income. At the center of one charge is Morris Talansky. The businessman from Long Island allegedly gave Olmert $600,000 in unreported campaign funding and gifts. In exchange, Olmert allegedly helped Talansky with his business affairs. The former prime minister is also accused of double and triple billing U.S.-based Jewish organizations and Israeli government agencies for flights he took to the U.S. and abroad. Olmert denies wrongdoing. If convicted, he could face years in prison. Talansky testified in Israel earlier this summer, but it is unclear if the country will seek to indict him in the case. From Jerusalem, I'm Daniel Estrin for Marketplace.
Could happen as early as this week. General Motors is in final negotiations to sell America's most infamous sport utility brand, Hummer, to a heavy equipment maker in China. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman wonders how different Hummer will look, Chinese style.
Not much, at least at first. Hummer would be owned by the Chinese, but the hulking SUVs would still be made in the U.S., saving about 3,000 autoworker jobs. Analyst George Magliano at IHS Global Insight says the Chinese are muscling into the U.S. auto industry for one simple reason.
American technology.
Magliano says the Chinese are on a crash course in car making so they can feed their exploding market and take on the world.
Companies in China get into the auto business left and right. They're looking to buy their way in and buy the expertise.
The change in ownership won't make much difference to Ray Sokolo either. He owns a Hummer dealership in suburban Boston. He says sales are down from their heyday, but as long as someone's making and marketing Hummers, he'll have buyers.
A customer that does an awful lot of off-road driving. The other is a customer that just wants to drive something different.
And doesn't mind driving around more than 6,000 pounds of steel that gets about 12 miles to the gallon. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org, and check out the Scratch Pad with our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.